Morning. Today's daf is Tamura daf Yud Ches. Yud Tes. Today is Tamura daf Yud Ches. We are holding Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Second Mishnah, Yud Ches Amud Beis. Second Mishnah. Tamuras Ayla, Vlad Tamurasa, or Vlad Vlada. So by a Tamura of an Ayla. Right? So far in the beginning of the paragraph, we've been discussing the Tamura and the Vlad of a Shlamim. The Chum said they could be, the Tamura and the Vlad of Shlamim could all be brought. Reb Lez argued. Then we discussed the Tamura and the Vlad of a Taida. That it's actually, as well as brought, it's just brought without the breads, but it's brought. Now we get to the Tamura and the Vlad of an Ayla. Now the Vlad of Ayla is going to be a complicated case. Why? Because Aylas are males. So Aylas don't have Vlads. So here the Mishnah first starts off with Tamura. Tamura of an Ayla. Or the Vlad of the Tamura, not the Vlad of the Ayla itself, because the Ayla is Zachar, at first glance. The Vlad, and the Vlad Vlada, what's the halacha? The halacha is that Atzeif Kal Eilam, all the offspring of this Ayla, of this Tamura's Ayla, Hare Ayla Ka Ayla, Vatunu Hefshvinituach. Like a regular Ayla, they require Hefshvinituach as the skinning it, and the cutting it to pieces. For Kal Yishim, and it gets fully burnt in the Mizbeach. So just like the Ayla gets flayed, dismembered and put on the Mizbeach, so to the Tamuras Ayla, which if it would itself be a Zachar, or the Vlad Tamura, in the case where we made a Tamura Ayla onto in a cave, the Vlad of that Tamura, and the Vlad Vladeis Atzav Elam, all go on the Mizbeach like an Ayla. Okay, now we get to a case where he's Mafrish and a Keva in the first place for an Ayla, which is no good. He's Mafrish and a Keva for an Ayla. What's the status of the Vlad? Hamafrish to Keva Ayla, it's like the mission of one's Mafrish, a female to be an Ayla, V'yolda Zachar, and that female Ayla gave birth to a Zachar. Yiret Shista V'yamachar V'yavibidam of Ayla. So here the Mishnah says, you wait for it to get a mum, you sell it, use the money, the proceeds, to buy a proper Ayla, namely a male, as an Ayla. Unlike the Reish of the Mishnah, the Marbari is going to ask, why over here in the Seifa, do we have to come up with the 8 Sada and get a mum? In the Reish, when he made an Ayla into a Tamura's Ayla, the Tamura was a female, and the female gave birth, what did you say you could do with the offspring? Bring it right away. So why in the Seifa, when you makdish a female Ayla, do you have to wait, do you have to let the offspring get a mum? And Taka Rabbi Elazar, our guess is Rabbi Elazar, but they switch it to Rabbi Elazar, it's going to be clear in the Gemara. We need to, throughout this whole sugi, the Shita says the Rabbi Elazar should be switched to Rabbi Elazar. It's going to be clear in the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa, which has three Shitas, the Shita's Chachamim, Shita's Rabbi Elazar, and then the Shita's Rabbi Elazar, who we're going to use to ask a question on the Rabbi Elazar for our Mishnah. We'll see. So Rabbi Elazar, Aymer, who asked me Yaakov Eilar? Rabbi Elazar says that, no, in itself is Eilar. Rabbi Elazar Taka says, the same way we, essentially what we said in the Reisha, that just like in the Reisha, the Tamura of an Eilar that was Nekeva, when that Nekeva, that Tamura, Tamura's Ayla, Nekeva, gives birth to a Vlad. The Vlad goes on the Mizbech directly. If I makdish a Nekeva as an Ayla, I can't bring that Nekeva as an Ayla, obviously, but if that Nekeva gives birth, I can bring the offspring directly as well. Rabbi Elazar says, there's no difference to the Reisha and Seifa. Ask the Gemara right away. Maishna Reisha play Pligi, Maishna Seifa to Pligi. So the Gemara asks, why in the Reisha is the normal Chalikis? Everyone seems to agree that the Vlad of a Tamura can be brought as an Ayla, the Vlad itself, you don't have to let it get a mum. Whereas in the Seifa, because the Machlekes, only our blood cells you can bring it. The Chum says you have to let it get a mum. What's the difference? The Gemara gives two answers. I'm Rabbi Chana, Machlekes Shnuyah, for blood cells. You're right. The Reish is also Machlekes. And the Reish, which seems to say that you are able to bring the Vlad of the Tamur right away, is Taka only called to Blazer. The Rabban who argue in the Seifa, who didn't argue in the Reisha? The Mishnah just didn't choose to speak it out. The Mishnah only spoke out the Machlekes in the Seifa, but that same Machlekes is applicable in the Reisha, and the Reisha is only going like Rabbi Elazar Shita. It's answer number one. Rav says no. Afitim Rabbanan, we could even say we're going, the first part of the mission is going like the Rabbanan, meaning the Rabbanan only argue in the Seifa. In the Reisha Rabbanan, the Rabbanan in the Seifa say when you makdish a female as an Ayla, when that Ayla gives birth, you have to wait for it to get a mum, even the Vlad, and you only use the money, you can't be mak of the animal itself. Those same, very same Rabbanan would agree in the Reisha that by a Tamura, an Akeva that becomes a Tamura Ayla, the Vlad could, yes, go on the Mizbeach. And what's the difference? Ad kam le pligir alei adu Rabbi Elazar, el gabi mafresh to keva lo eilo de ime le kreva, aval tmura de ime krei nami kreva, afilu rabbanan maide. Very interesting svara, that there's a big difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Let's get our picture clear. In the Reisha, he's makdish a regular eilo, a male as an eilo. He then went and made a tmura from this male eilo onto a female eilo. And he made a female eilo as a tmura, which he obviously can't go on his bech itself. So that animal itself could be let it get a mum and use the money for an Ayla, but we're focused on the offspring of that animal. The offspring of that animal, which was a male, is also an Eila. We're saying that Chama saying that can go on the Mizbeach itself. Even though the mother, the Tzmura, cannot, that goes on the Mizbeach itself. Whereas in the Seifa, where a person is Makdish Lechatchila, a female is an Eila, the offspring has to get a mum. What's the difference? Says Rav, there's a big difference. Because in the Seifa, in the case where you Makdish a female as Eila, that, the animal you are Makdish itself, the mother, cannot go on the Mizbeach. So the Vada comes from that mother can't go on the Mizbeach. Whereas by the case of Tzmura, the mother could go on the Mizbeach. Now the mother can't go on the Mizbeach. It's a little bit misleading. Imei, Rashi tries to explain, Imei doesn't mean the mother. I have my original Kedusha. My original Kedusha was a regular good male Eila. I made a Tzmura onto a female Eila, which can't go on the Mizbeach. The female Eila Tzmura had a Vlad. That Vlad, which is a Vlad of a Tzmura, can yes go on the Mizbeach, because not the, when Gemara says Imei, it doesn't mean Imei, it means its source. Its original animal, which was the original Zachar as Eila, that was able to go on the Mizbeach, so the Imei goes on the Mizbeach, therefore this goes on the Mizbeach. Okay, interesting chiluk. What's the pshat? So the Briska Rav and Rav Aaron Cutler both say it's an achronish shtickle. It doesn't really get like it just elaborates on the idea. I'm not going to say it makes the pshat 100% clear, but it elaborates on the idea that there's a new concept. We've had till now a concept that's going to come up today in today's daf on Daf Yitess in a big way, especially Daf Yitess on Beis. There's a chiluk between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. That we know, right? Meaning, let's go a step back further. There's a little bit between Kedushas Aguf, which is a curb in the Mizbeach, and Kedushas Bedek Abayas. Bedek Abayas is just for monetary purposes for the base of English. Then you have Kedushas Aguf, which is a cup of Mizbeach. Within Kedusha Mizbeach, there's even two Kedushas. There's Kedushas Aguf, where the animal itself can go on the Mizbeach. That's full-fledged Kedushas Aguf. Then there's Kedushas Damim. It's not to be confused with the Kabayas. Kedushas Damim, where the animal itself is not fit to go on the Mizbeach, but it's been sanctified as a carbon, so the money will be used for a carbon. After the Kabayas for a carbon, that's called Kedushas Damim. It's Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. Now comes along the Briska Rav and Reb Aaron, essentially says the same idea, and they explain there's another chilek, another case of Tudinim. Within Kedushas Aguf l'Mizbeach, there's two types of Kedushas. There's Kedushas Akrava and Kedushas Alakrava. Meaning, in our case, when you Makdish a Keva for an Eila, so the animal gets Kedushas Aguf, it just can't go on the Mizbeach because it's an Eila, because it's an Akeva, it can't go on the Mizbeach, but it gets Kedushas Aguf, therefore what do you do with it? You let it get a Mum and use the money for a carbon. So effectively, it's like Kedushas Damim, but it's not. It's Kedushas Aguf. What's the big enough community about Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf? Whether you have to wait for it to get a mum. If it would only be monetary Kedusha, I can make this table Kedusha's dumb and monetary Kedusha for an Eila. And I just sell the table and use the money for carbon Eila. The fact that I have to wait for it to get a mum shows there's some sort of level of Kedusha's a goof. And again, it's going to be a topic on Yitess and Mez, and we're going to discuss Machlekes, whether you have to wait for animals to get a mum. But again, in our case, the Pasha says you have to wait for it to get a mum. It's clear in our Mishnah. So if you have to wait for it to get a mum, that means Kedusha's a goof it has. But says the Briska Rav, there's Kedusha's a goof where it was never fit for Akrava, and then there's something called Kedushas Aguf LaKrava. As Kedusha LaKrava, as that ultimate level of Kedusha, it itself is fit to go on the Mizbeach, as Kedushas Aguf, and it's actually fit to go on the Mizbeach. Says the Briska Rav, that when something has Kedushas Aguf LaKrava, and then a Vlad comes out of it, the Vlad can also go on the Mizbeach. Whereas, when something never had Kedushas Aguf LaKrava, namely, you Mekadosh a female as an Eila, even if it gets Kedushas Aguf, even if it requires a Mum to take off the Kedusha monetarily and transferred something else, it never Kedushas Aguf LaKrava, and therefore the Vlad that comes out of it also will not have Kedushas Aguf LaKrava. So Rav was just saying a fact. By Tmura, the original animal was able to go on the Mizbeach, whereas over here, the original animal couldn't go on the Mizbeach. Nice fact. Therefore, what's the difference? The bottom line is, the Vlad is fit for the Mizbeach. The answer is, what Rav's answer is that when the original animal had Kedushas Aguf LaMizbeach, when the original animal is fit for the Mizbeach, then it can impart onto the subsequent animals, Kedushas Aguf LaMizbeach, and the Chiddush being, even though in between, remember you had a Zachar as an Eila, in between you made a Tzmura onto the Nekeva cannot go on the Mizbeach, then Nekeva gets a Vlad, that Vlad was still get Kedushas Aguf LaMizbeach, because since the Kedusha was Neveah, it originated from a Kedusha that was fifth in the Mizbeach, the Vlad can go on the Mizbeach. Whereas when you Makdish in a Nekeva as an Eila, that Kedusha never was fifth in the Mizbeach, and therefore the Vlad cannot go on the Mizbeach either. That, Rav says, even the Rabbanon would agree to that distinction. Okay. Did Rabbi Lazar indeed say that you can be makar of the animal itself as an eila? Is that Rabbi Lazar shita? For a minute we have a stira. Why? Legabi asham. The Mishnah says as follows: Tmura is asham by a case of a tmura of an asham, vlad tmura, or the vlad of this, the vlad of this tmura, vladan vlad vadan, the vlad of the vadan and the vlad vadan, the great grandchildren of this asham. I'd say for them now again. Asham is always a male. Tmuris Asham would also either be a male, or the case we're discussing over there, where it's having vladis, obviously it's talking about a case where it was a female, the tumura is a female. What do we say the halacha is? The halacha is, yirash yisteva, what do you do with extra ashams? We know this from the past couple of days. You let it get a mum, and what? V'imachar, and v'ipudavadavadavadavad. You let it get a mum, and you sell it after it gets a mum, and use the money, the proceeds, to bring kate to mizbech, to bring nadavas, eilus, lemizbech. These are, by the way, eilus tzibur. The nadava means for the, these are tzibur, important for the next line. It's a tzibur eilah. Rabbi Elazar Aimer, Rabbi Eliezer, here's where it's key. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yamusu, no, that these animals will have to die. He owes, just like Chatas Amesis, extra Hashem's also Mesis, and he owes that extra Hashem's die. Okay, Chidash Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar, and here's the part that we need for the Stira, to the Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Aimer, Yavi B'dimim Ayla. Rabbi Elazar says, you bring with the money, Ayla. You take the Vladis of this Hashem, and you use the money to bring an Ayla. Make it the ikbadamim huat belay. By only the money you can bring for the ayla, but you can't bring the animal itself as ayla. Why not? Why does Rabbi Elazar say that by the Rabbi Elazar said that by the ayla that you mafish in a cave for an ayla and has offspring, you bring the offspring itself as ayla. Over here by the asham, we're saying by the tmuras asham, where the asham was in a cave, you're not, and it gives birth to vladas, you're not bringing the vladas themselves. You have to wait for it to get a mum and use the money. What's the difference? Rav Chizda says, again, the Mar is going to offer two answers. First answer is, Rav Chizda says, Rav Elazar was speaking to the Rabbanan in their world, so to speak. Lididi, Rav Elazar says, I myself hold, Sfirli Dafil Vad, I make a Krevel Ayla. I hold even the Vad of a Tmuras Asham can be burned as an Ayla itself. I hold, same thing I hold in the Mishnah, at the Vlad of a Nekeva, that's an Ayla. The Vlad of the Ayla is Nekeva, goes to the Mizbech itself. The Vlad of a Tmuras Asham, a female Tmuras Asham, gives birth to a Vlad, also goes to the Mizbech itself as an Ayla. That's my Shita. However, Lidithu, says Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar was talking to Rabbanan. Dam Rasu, Leyikruvu, it's found the Girsi here, but it's all the same. You say, Raya, Leyikruvu, according to you, says, that you can't be Makrivet. I'm asking, okay, I hold you can Makriv the animal itself. Like I'm saying in our Mishnah, but Rabbi Elazar when he said it should be damim la'ayla, his point of contention to the Rabbanan was I hold it itself is an ayla, but at least you should make it to me that it should be an ayla's yachid. Why are you making it into an ayla's tzibur? Says the Gemara, lidetchu tamras la'yikavu aydlemis. You can't be makav itself. Okay, I hear that. At least admit to me the meisus and nidvus yachid asli. The meisus should go for nidvus yachid and not for nidvus sibar. But I'm going to say no. Meisus and nidvus sibar asli. No, the klal is that the extra money of Hashem always goes for nidvus sibar. It doesn't go for a personal donation. It becomes a communal donation and not a personal one. Okay, that's the point of contention. So the Mar asked that we see here according to Rabbi Elazar, the vlad itself doesn't go on the mizbeach. The vlad itself by a tmuras Hashem. The vlad itself has to get a mum first. The Mar was bothered. The Stira was saying in our Mishnah, and the Mar answers, "No, Rabbi Elazar himself holds the vadis off on those bech. He was just saying that it should be used the money for an eila. He meant to ask the Rabbanan. According to me, bring it itself as a per private eila. According to you, it has to get a mum. Let it get a mum. Zolzayin. I'm not going to argue on that point. I'm not going to make that the focus of my question. But why are you saying that it goes becomes el siber? It should at least be el yachid. Let it remain el yachid. And Kamashim and the Rabbanan argue and say no. The Rabbanan say even that they disagree with that it's el siber. Okay, that's answer number one. Rav Amar Atka the Kamar Blazer who asks me of Ayla el mafish the cable Ayla dika shem Ayla imay. So that Amar says almost the opposite svara that we said earlier in the Mishnah. Rav is like this by Ayla, the mother itself is an Ayla. The mother itself is makrivas ayla. You mafish in a cave ayla. We know you cannot bring the mother's ayla. Mafish cave ayla. We've been discussing since we started the mission today. What it means is you find by ayla the in a cave could be an ayla. Where do you find in a cave being an ayla? Ayla saif. Rashi points out by ayla saif. Ayla saif by birds. We're not makbid on male or female. Ain't Thomas the zachris by ayfas. We're not makbid on whether it's about mum or not by a bird. It can't be mechus aver, but we don't care if it's about mum, nor do we care if it's male or female. You can bring an ayla to the cave. We find ayla's the cave. And if when you mafresh the mother as an akeva, an animal, female as an akeva, as an ayla, it gets the status of ayla, and therefore the vlad itself goes on the mizbeach, because we find by the parish of ayla, female on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Atka the Kamar Blazer, who asked me Akav ayla, and our Mishnah Blazer says that the vlad itself goes on the mizbeach as an ayla, even though it came from a female ayla, el mafish kevel ayla, dek shem ayla imai, because you find the shem ayla imai, top of your testament olive, avol gabi vlad tmuras asham, by the vlad tmuras asham, there is no shem ayla imai. Meaning, remember, don't forget over here, the case was where the offspring came from a Tmuras Asham. It was an Asham that was extra. Extra Ashams go become an Ayla. But the mother itself was an Asham. And an Asham, you don't even find the cave of the Mizbech anyway. So over there, certainly, Maida Blazer, to be done in Huatzmalai. Over there, Blazer's Maida, and Tafka with the money, could you bring the carbon? Huatzmalai cannot go on the Mizbech. Okay. Does Rosa really need the shame Eilal Imai in order to bring the Vlad itself on the Mizbeach? Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa, how mafresh the cave of Pesach. What if someone's mafresh in the cave of Pesach? Pesach is supposed to be a Zachar. He's mafresh the cave for his Pesach. Tirachi is Tistoyev. You let it get a mum. You let it graze till it gets a mum. If it's a macha, then you sell. You have a bidam of Pesach, and you use the money to buy a proper male carbon Pesach. Yolda, if this female gave birth, Yerush Yistayev, what do you do with the Vlad? Let the Vlad get a mum, v'yimachar, and then sell it v'yavibidam Pesach. And bring with the money a Pesach. Nishtayrach HaPesach. If, however, let's say this female that set aside for a Karban Pesach was left over after Pesach. We know what happens to Karban Pesach after Pesach? Shlamim. Becomes a Shlamim. So Tira Ash Yistayev after Pesach. Pesach already passed. Tira Ash Yistayev. So you let it get a mum, v'timachar v'yavibidam Shlamim. You don't bring it itself as a Shlamim, interestingly enough. You let this female get a mum, and then use the money to bring a shlamim. Yolda, if it gave birth, yirshistav, yimacher, if you have a dam shlamim. If it gave birth, same story. Whether it's the mother or even the Vlad, you don't bring it itself as a shlamim, rather you let it get a mum, sell it, and use the money to bring a shlamim in its place. Okay, that's all the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazayimer, who atzmak of shlamim. Rabbi Lazayimer says, it itself is birth of shlamim. So we see over here, that's clearly a case where the mother, this is talking about by the Vlad. Rabbi says, by the Vlad of the Karban Pesach, that was the Nekeva, that was left over after Pesach, the mother itself, maybe you have to let it get a mum and use the money, but the Vlad itself could be brought as a Shlamim. So, V'achad like a Shem Shlamal Imai. Over here, clearly, the mother didn't have a Shem Shlamim, the mother was set aside as a Pesach. The mother set aside as a Pesach, wasn't a Shlamim, yet after Pesach, I mean, it's ready to give me the Mar's answer, but the mother itself is a Shlamim. Right now, it's the mother itself actually was saying needs to get a mum in order to make it into a shlamim. The Vlad can be brought to the shlamim directly. So the same way Rabbi Elazar holds over here that you don't have to have a shame shlamim al-imai and the Vlad can be brought to the shlamim, so too by our case, Tumuris Asham, which gives birth to Vlad, let the Vlad itself be brought as Ayla, even though there's no shame Ayla al-imai. Says the Gemara, Ha'achlak shem shlam al-imai, Va'am Rabbi Elazar, Yaakov shlam, yet Rabbi Elazar says it's brought to the shlam al-chayr according to Rava, it should be a problem because it doesn't have shame shlam al-imai, just like it didn't have shame Ayla al-imai before. Amalei, Rav will answer back. Amalei, Rava, Achar, a Pesach Kamrit, yes, a question after Pesach, Shaniach a Pesach, the Meiser Pesach Gufei, Karv Shlamim. That's a famous klal. We know extra Pesachs become a Shlamim. So since Meiser Pesach becomes a Shlamim, so therefore, this Vlad, you tell me, doesn't have shame Shlamim on Imai, but it really does. Granted, you let it get a mum, the Mar's answer right away, why you do that, okay. But granted, you let it get a mum, and then you bring it as a carbon, Shlamim, but the point is, shame Shlamim already applies to the mother. Affecting Gemara, Ihachi. Now the Mara doesn't ask about the mother after Pesach. The Mara asks Ihachi about the Vlad before Pesach. Let's see. Ihachi, Niflig Amid Reisha. If that's the case, then one Rabbi Elazar argue in the Reisha as well. By the Nekeva, that was a Pesach, they gave birth to an animal before Pesach, he should say that the Vlad could be offered as a Shlamim even before Pesach. Amalei Enechrami Polik. So Rav Taka says Tabaye, you're right. He does. Rabbi Elazar, when he came to argue the Sefer, says let the Vlad itself be born as a Shlamim. He wasn't only arguing the Sefer, he's arguing the Reisha as well, and saying that the Vlad, the offspring, can be born as a Shlamim right away. Abaye answers, says, Lai Pligi Midi. No, Rabbi Elazar doesn't argue the Reisha, and the reason is, because the reason is, we have a klal. Wherever Meiser goes, that's where the Vlad goes, and the Gemara elaborates. La'achar Pesach, the Meiser Karv Shlamim. After Pesach, when you have extra Pesach, what happens to it? It comes as a Shlamim. A regular kosher Pesach, after Pesach, is born as a Shlamim. So after Pesach, where regular Meiser was born as a Shlamim, you don't have these concerns, let's say it wasn't a female, it wasn't messed up. A regular Pesach, after Pesach, becomes a Shlamim. So in that case, Vlad Nami Karv Shlamim. The Vlad would also be directly born as a Shlamim, and you don't have to let it get a mum or anything. That's exactly what Blazer says. Avol, Fnei Pesach, Fnei Pesach, which was a biased question, Imei Lemai Akvashay, Lemai Pesach. Before Pesach, the mother is remaining in its Kedusha, Lashem Pesach, you have to let it get a mum, use the money to buy a proper Karv Pesach. Since the money's remaining steadfast, the mother's remaining steadfast as Kedusha's Pesach, Vlad Nami Lemai Pesach, the Vlad also right now for Shem Pesach, and therefore does not become automatically a Shlamim until the Karban Pesach is satisfied. Okay. Masiv Ra'uk Rechama. So Rabbi just put forth a new concept that the Vlad gets the status of the mother of the Meiser, what the mother would be. Masiv Ra'uk Rechama. So you're saying that since the mother for Pesach has a din of damim, money of Pesach, therefore the father also has a din of money of Pesach. So when the mother is with May, the father must also meet with May. But Tanya, we learned not like that. A mafresh gave the Pesach. One is mafresh and the keva for Kerm Pesach. He va to say, you're actually saivu, via machru, via bimim Pesach. That's fits so far exactly what we said earlier, according to the price earlier, that the mother, the vladeis, or the offspring, they be allowed to get a mum and use the money to bring a karm pesach. That is the Rabbanan Shita. However, look at Rabbi Lazar Eimer, who has me'akar pesach, that the vlad itself could be brought as a pesach. If the vlad itself is a mizacher, it could yes be brought as a pesach. V'ahacha, the email of the May, over here, the mother's only good, valid for the money of Pesach, from Rabbi Lazar, who has to carve Pesach, and Rabbi Lazar says that the vlad itself could be brought as a Pesach, and we don't say that as the same din of the mother, that only the monetary value is a Pesach. We said as a din, that it itself could be brought as a Pesach. Amravina, so Ravina says, nice kasha, you're right. Over here, we have a Bryce clearly saying that we don't give the vlad the exact status of the mother. You know why? Because we're talking about a case, this is a reminder of a machlokes we had about a week ago, where we discussed when a person's makdish an animal, and it's pregnant. Is he being makdish the uber directly or not? He says, I forget what the sheet was, whether or not, maybe shlakish, whether or not we say uber yerech ima, right? Says the Imam Ravina, this price is talking about yemafish beim that was mabaris. Rablaz is suffering karbechran, and Rablaz holds a karbechran to Amar, Rablaz is the Tana, it just means it's the same sheet as we said for Karbechran, im shayim meshuyer, that a person can makdish the mother and he could separate the vlad, meaning the vlad is a separate entity, it's uber, the Mar spells out for us, uber lav yerech ima. Uber is not yerech ima, it's considered separate from the mother. Since it's separate, you can makdish the mother, not the vlad. On the flip side, if you're makdish in both stam, you gave a separate kedusha to the mother and a separate kedusha to the vlad. So the vlad has its egin of kedusha. In that case, avada, since the vlad has its own kedusha, blaz holds, even if the mother's lived May, the vlad can have kedusha to go on the mizbech itself because it has its own kedusha. But if only a kedusha through the mother, then in chami, it would be only kedusha to May. Something more inside. The mother is not kadosh yisugov. Aval who kadosh, but the vlad itself is kadosh even kedusha yisugov because it has its own direct kedusha. Amalei mesuchu braid Rav Murray. The Ravina, so Rav Mesuchah said to Ravina, Raya on Ravina's behalf. Since the Brisa says he vodeser, it's mashma that meaning normally in the Mishnah we quoted started off with today, and the Brisas we quoted throughout the day so far, we're all talking about a mother and a keva, and then it said, and what do you do by the vlad? Even a tamuris, you may make a tamura out of the asham, which as an akeva, and then it has a vlad. We spoke in the case of vlad separately. Over here, it lumps together, he vod to say in one case. You know why? Because we're talking about a case where it was makdish when it already was pregnant. Shema Amin Azariah, attack, we're talking about a pregnant animal in the first place. Okay, you test some vase on top. So like Amar Rav Yasi Rav Chanina, Rav Yasi Chanina says, Umbayt Rav Lazar, the mafish the keva l'asham, the aim bin akar v'asham. Comes on, Rav Yasi Chanina says, that Rav Lazar's maida, even though Rav Lazar in our Mishnah says, that when one is mafresh a nekeva as an ayla, the vlad is brought, yes, as an ayla. When one is mafresh nekeva as asham, the bina cannot be brought as asham. What's the difference? We already spoke of the difference at the bottom of Yid Zayin on Beis, because we find the parsha of nekeva by ayla. We find such a parsha. We are ayla saif. We never find by asham a parsha of nekeva. Says the Mar Pshita, he's my daim nakar of asham. Pshita Mar says, it's pashat. Atal kam Rabbi Lazar, el mafresh nekeva ayla to ikashem ayla limai. You only find that Rabbi Lazar says, by nekeva as an ayla, by nekeva as an ayla, the vlad itself is born as a carbon, because you find the concept of ayla by nekeva, where? By ayla saif. Avagav mafresh nekeva la asham, the lekashem ayla asham al imai. There's no shem asham al imai. What it means is, you never find a kedusha as a goof, you never find the carbon going on the mizbeach as an akeva asham, afiyah blaz amayda, like kar of asham, so yields mamish pashat, what's your chiddush? So he said back, if Rabbi Yisrael Chanina didn't teach us, I would have thought, time of Rabbi Lazar, Labashim, the shape of Eilon Imai. I don't care that you find elsewhere the concept of Eilon the mother. That's not why he holds the Vlad itself can be brought as Eilah. You know why he holds the Vlad can be brought as Eilah? Mishim de Chazal Akrava. The Vlad itself is an Eilah, that's a male, so it's Fifth Akrava. So Hainami, by Asham, the Vlad itself is Chazal Akrava. It's a male, that's an Asham, it's Fifth Akrava. Kamash Malan, so therefore, Haguf, he teaches this Chiddush, that the only way a Vlad can be brought on the Mizbech, when the mother cannot be brought on the Mizbech, is if in the mother's Parsha, there's a case of females going on the Mizbech. So again, Eilas Behema has to be a male, cannot be a female. However, since by Eilas Eif, you have the concept of a female, so if you have an Eilas Behema, that's a female, that can't go on the Mizbech, but has a Vlad, according to Blazer, the Vlad can go directly on the Mizbech itself. A Vlad is a male, can go on the Mizbech. Whereas by Asham, we don't find at all the din of a female going on the Mizbech, even the Vlad of Asham, of a female Asham, can't go on the Mizbech. Iachi asked the Gemara, Adamashbel, the Eim Ben Akar of Asham, Neshbina, the Eim Ben Akar of Eila, Voidin Asham. Why is he teaching us, if the chiddush is that since the mother can't, doesn't go on the mizbeach, it wouldn't apply the din of going on the mizbeach doesn't apply where the mother can have gone on the mizbeach. Why did he teach me the case by an asham? He should teach me the case, meaning by an asham, don't just teach me that asham cannot come as an asham, teach me a case where the vlad of asham is extra and it cannot go even as an ayla. Why? Because it came from an asham which never goes on the mizbeach, so it can't go as an ayla, and kol shekain that it can't go as an asham. Again, we know, what do you do with extra ashams? Extra ashams become an ayla. So teach me that the vlad of the asham, the female asham, cannot go as an ayla, even as an ayla, and kol shekain can't go as an asham. Yesh mina ayla, answers the Gemara, hava mina ayla gulay karva, the like, akhtisha ime, kushus ayla. Av asham, keep akhtisha ime, l'asham, aim of vlad karva asham, kabashma. The Gemara says it's obvious. Chilik over there, Lareyasa. What's the chilik of Lareyasa? The mother was an Asham. So when the mother's a female Asham, the mother herself can't go on the Mizbech, obviously, and the Vlad now needs to be run as an Ayla, I'd say, you know why the Vlad can't go on the Mizbech itself as an Ayla, even though it's a male? Because it's coming from an Asham and it's an Ayla, so therefore it doesn't work. But maybe to bring the Vlad as an Asham itself on the Mizbech, maybe that, because the mother itself was an Asham also, maybe that's a direct Kedusha, maybe that would work. Kamashma, that no, in both cases it doesn't work. The Vlad of an Asham, it's a female, cannot come on the Mizbech, whether it's an Ayla, whether it's an Asham, it can't go on the Mizbech, because since the Imela Akrave, the Asham, as a female, can never go on the Mizbech, therefore the Vlad can't, as opposed to when you have a female Ayla, which in the Parsha of Ayla, you find them on the Mizbech, therefore the Vlad could yes go on the Mizbech. So the Mishnah, Hamafresh Nekeva L'Asham, one is Mafresh Nekeva as an Asham, Tirech Shastoyev, let it get a mum, V'tamachar, and you sell it, V'yavi B'dmei Asham, use the proceeds to bring a new Asham, a male Asham, V'im Karav Ashamai, if you're ready with Yaitzis Karban, Yipodam of David, the money no longer is needs for an Asham, so the money goes, the David goes for Kachem is bad, for Ketzem is bad, it goes for Eilas Tzibar. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Timach HaShabam. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, when one is mafresh in a cave for an Asham, since a female can never be an Asham on the Mizbeach, you don't need it to get a mum. What happens? It only got Kedushas Damim in the first place, and therefore, you just sell it as is, you don't need for it to get a mum. The fundamental machlokes of the Mishnah is there Kedushas Aguf being Chal on this male Asham, or not? Tanakam says yes, and you need to wait for it to get a mum. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, he says that it never gets Kedushas Aguf because since it's a Nekeva, it taps out Kedushas Dam, make redeem right away. The Gemara actually asks, the Lamali Tistayev, why according to the Chamim, why do you need to wait for it to get a mum? Timacher, sell it right away, keep the Chazal Mosei Hainig Mumma, since it's not fit for what you want to use it for, it's not fit as a Nekeva for an Ashim, therefore that's the greatest mum, it's ready as a built-in mum, it should stop, be capped out at Kedushas Damim, and should not need a mum. Amar Vin Merav. Here's the reason. We had this for early in the Masechta. Since it gets Kedushas Damim, it morphs. You're right. Meaning theoretically, when you're Makdish in a cave for an Asham, it should only get Kedushas Damim. But once it's Kedushas Damim, then, and it's a live animal that's fit for the Mizbeach, it may not be fit for the Mizbeach as in a cave for an Asham, but it's fit for the Mizbeach as a carbon, and therefore, Mikid Nachsu, it gets Kedushas Damim, it also gets Kedushas Haguf, it morphs into Kedushas Haguf, and therefore it requires a Mum in order for it to be redeemed. Again, it's not Chazilak Rav, like we said before, for the Brisk Rav, for Aaron Kuller, we said that it's a Kedushas Haguf, which is not chazal akrava, but it is still a kedushas aguf. That is the shita of the chamu. Amar Rava, zayis amer says takaraya hikdash zachar damav. One is makdash a zachar for its monetary value. Now zachar for an asham or ayla, whatever it may be, that's actually fit to be a carbon itself. Says the Gemara, kadosh kedushas aguf. Even though he was only makdash for its monetary value, so he did the same thing as making a table, saying this table is kadosh for its monetary value for an ayla, and he's going to sell the table, use the money for an ayla. He did that to an animal, so he really only wanted to implement kedushas damim. Halach is it morphs into kedushas aguf because it's an animal. It's fit to go on his beach. It grows and morphs into kedushas aguf. Itmar hikdash zachal damav. We have machlekes and amaram. If one's makdash zachal damav, Rav Kana Amar kadosh kedushas aguf. Rav Kana says it gets kedushas aguf. Rav Amar ain't a kadosh kedushas Guf. Rava first said that it's not Kadosh Kedushas Guf, even not like Rava just a moment ago says Samaras. However, had to be Rava Lev Kana. Why? From the memory we just said, Rava was chayzed to agree to Rav Kana that it does get Kedushas Guf, like the explanation of Yudim Rav gave in our Mishnah. Let's just start the next Gemara. B'shem Neimer, Timach Shem Mum, Yisoh Without a Mum, Amei Avchi Yibra Oven L'Rabi Yechanan, Migi Denach Slok Kedushas Damim, Teichas Nami Kedushas Guf. So, Rav Chi Yibra Oven asked Rabi Yechanan on Rav Shimon, why does it not get Kiddushas a guf, meaning that now we go the other way. Why don't we say, why does Rashi not agree to Tanakam to the Chamim and say that the Kiddushas of the Damim does morph into Kiddushas a guf? Amar Lei Rechman said back to him, Reb Shimon Tamer, so Shimon quote this reasoning, Damar, komid lechazle le gufei le nachse Kiddushas a guf. Reb Shimon Shita is that anything which is not fit for itself to go on the Mizbeach, it doesn't get Kiddushas a guf, won't morph. Tanya, so even though this is fit to be a different carbon, it's not fit for what you want to make it for, and therefore it won't get Kiddushas a guf. Says the Gemara, the Tanya learned to the Baisa, Asham ben Shana Vaviyah ben Shtayim, and Asham is supposed to be in its first year. If he brought an Asham within its second year, or ben Shtayim, if he's supposed to be an Asham ben Shtayim, and he brought an Asham ben Shana in his first year, halachas ksherev le'olabam shem chayv, it's kasher, but the Baal Mazi Yetzis chayv shem naimer, ka atzman eni kadeshim. Shimon says, it won't even get its Kedusha. Let's quickly stop and say halacha, we'll go over this Gemara again tomorrow, the Mazi Yetzis, Mechuz Zman, let's leave for tomorrow, which is one kick halacha. In the Gabi, this idea of something having Kedushas Damim and morphing Kedushas Aguf is a fascinating halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, in Archaim, Simen Tav Samach Tesef Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes that one is not supposed to say, make a statement about an animal alive or even dead. That this meat, that's more common than our days would be when it's dead, you go to the butcher store and you say, this meat is for Pesach. You shouldn't say this meat's for Pesach because it sounds like, at least, a sanctification of Kedusha of Pesach. This meat is for Pesach. It sounds like you're saying it should be like Hekdesh of Karban Pesach, right? Even though it's already Shechter, we don't have Pesach. Chiddush. But it sounds like it, and therefore it's a concern. You shouldn't say that. Rather, what you say, this is for Yomtiv. This meat is for Yomtiv, that you can say. But for Pesach, it would be problematic. The Magen Avraham brings from the Maharil, who says that this is not only talking about meat of an animal, which is theoretically, in concept, fit l'mizbeach, it would apply even to a bird, not to fish. What's the distinction? Bird is something which also gets shechted, is also fit for the mizbeach in general. It may not be fit for Pesach, but it's fit for the mizbeach, and therefore the same concern would apply even by saying this chicken is for this bird, you know, this chicken, this fowl, is for Pesach. It would be a concern. But fish, it wouldn't be a concern. The Ma'aseh, the Magen Avraham says that this Maharil is a chiddush, pashtas, it would only apply to animals, not apply to even to birds, and certainly not to fish. Ask the Magen Avraham, what's the pshat? What's the lumnus? The pshat is that even though he's making the, meaning everyone's maskim that it applies even to non-animal, non-kashlo Pesach animals. We're saying, as the Shulchan Aruch says, a general din about meat. The Karban Pesach is supposed to be, let's say, from a lamb. So if it's not a lamb, if it's another animal or a goat, if it's not a lamb or a goat, which is kosher to the Karban Pesach, if it's another animal, why should we have the concern? Why is the concern apply? The reason is because it gets Kedushas Damim, Leitar Sugya. And once it gets Kedushas Damim, it should theoretically get Kedushas Guf as well. Well, we'll get to that in a second. It gets Kedushas Damim. Since it gets Kedushas Damim, so then L'chaira, you should have the same issue with bird or fish or anything that gets Kedushas Damim. It should also be a problem because it's Kedushas Damim Karban Pesach. So he answers exactly to the point related to our sugya, that something which is fit for the Mizbeach in general, like an animal, so the Kedushas Damim, even though for this carbon it's not fit, like we're saying, it is a Kedushas Damim, it is fit for the Mizbeach, and a Kamor from Migid Anachsi, Kedushas Damim gets Kedushas Aguf, and therefore it's a problem by Pesach. But something which is not fit for the Mizbeach B'chlal, therefore would it be an issue. So a bird theoretically could be an issue, fish and other items, even though they have Kedushas Damim, would not be an issue. The Chuvas Rufus Ephraim, on a similar note, just says that he asks us a question, based on the Zalach and Shulchan Aruch, why are we allowed to write on these products Kasher LePesach? If you tell me that it's a problem, there's a Shulchan Aruch saying it's concern, that's a gzeira, it looks like at least that you're declaring a Pesach, why is Kasher LePesach okay? So he wants to make a chilek that perhaps, maybe it's only an issue when you declare it verbally. Writing Kasher LePesach was never part of the gzeira, and therefore perhaps that's why it's not an issue. Clearly we're not makban on it, but maybe the issue is because you're not saying it verbally, you're only writing it. But getting back to our point, the source of why it only applies to animals, maybe birds, but not to fish, not to other items, even though it's a kedushas damim issue, is because it's got to at least be fit to the mizbeach, and once fit to the mizbeach, even if it's for a different carbon, then it can be migid anachsi, it can kedushas aguf, and that's why, like our sugya, and that's why it's a problem by these animals. We'll pick it up tomorrow with the show.